This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. So glad to be back in my home office and in front of the microphone doing the Kevin Jackson Show. And let me tell you something. How about that economy? There's a ton we can talk about and we'll get to. Stuff I missed. The unibrow movement. A new form of white supremacy. Taliban people getting killed. Samantha Bee and on and on and on. But we need to focus on this economy, stupid. Isn't that what they say? It's the economy, stupid. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. My buddy Dan Bongino tweeted, liberals on the dreadfully Obama economy. Bush did it. Liberals on the flourishing Trump economy. Obama did it. Really? You would have to be a moron to believe that that Obama is responsible for the Trump economy. I heard Geraldo, speaking of morons, on Fox, and he says, well, surely you can credit President Obama for getting us out of the doldrums and all that other crap. Let me tell you what you can credit for getting us out of the doldrums. A man printing $8 trillion of phony money to prop up the stock market and give Donald Trump the illusion that we've come out of this so-called longest, recession or whatever that they called it that we had. We were worse off when Barack Obama finished. I'll get his name out. My mouth doesn't even want to say it. We were worse off. $8 trillion of quantitative easing. And they want to credit that. Well, that kept the economy going. Yeah, that's like you keeping your economy going by printing money in your basement. When you do it, it's called counterfeiting. When the government does it, they say, no, it's quantitative easing. What Trump had to do was backfill all the nonsense that Barack Obama did and then build an economy. How can you credit a guy for manufacturing jobs, over 250,000 manufacturing jobs, when he lost 17,000 manufacturing jobs the last year he was in office? And told you that the new norm that you have to get used to
is the new norm. It's just not going to be this way. We're going to have jobs that go offshore. That's just the way it is.
That's what Barack Obama, see, I don't want to say his name. That's what he told people was the new norm. And Trump said, forget that nonsense. Oh, by the way, I will save Carrier. Do I have to take you back to the day where Barack Obama said, what's he going to do, wave a magic wand?
But for those folks who've lost their job right now because a plant went down to Mexico, that isn't going to make you feel better. And so what we have to do is to make sure that folks are trained for the jobs that are coming in now, because some of those jobs of the past are just not going to come back. And when somebody says, like the person you just mentioned, who I'm not going to advertise for, that he's going to bring all these jobs back. Well, how exactly are you going to do that? What are you going to do? There's no answer to it. He just says, well, I'm going to negotiate a better deal. Well, how exactly are you going to negotiate that? What magic wand do you have? And usually the answer is he doesn't have an answer.
That was Barack Obama, who hadn't a clue on how to build an economy. And anytime leftists talk to me about this is Barack Obama's economy, I always point back to this clip. And it's the reason why is it is Barack Obama in all his glory showing you that he knew nothing about how to build an economy. So if you want to credit him with this economy, you got something else to be thinking about because you are on drugs. There is no way. Barack Obama lost hundreds of thousands of manufacturing jobs. And he was okay with that. I want to play a speech of Barack Obama. This speech was in, I think, July of 2016. His administration is practically over. And I want you to hear what this clown has to say about manufacturing. You wouldn't even believe that he'd been president. You would think to hear this speech that he was running for president. Check it out.
Now we've got to build on that progress. I want to offer new incentives for manufacturers not to ship jobs overseas, but to bring them back here to America. I want new tax credits so communities hit hardest by plant closures can attract new investment. In my State of the Union address, I ask Congress to build on a successful pilot program we've set up. We want to create not just 15 manufacturing innovation institutes that connect businesses and universities and federal agencies to help communities left behind by global competition to become centers of high-tech jobs. Today, I'm asking Congress to build on this bipartisan support and triple that number from 15 to 45. These hubs where we're getting businesses, universities, communities all to work together to develop centers of high-tech industries all throughout the United States that allow us to be at the forefront of the next revolution of manufacturing. I want it made here in the United States of America.
Like I said, to hear Barack Obama, that was July of 2016. He is effectively trying to campaign on the idea that before I leave, here's all the things we can do, and then when Hillary comes in, here's what else can be followed up, when in fact, this guy was dismal on producing manufacturing jobs. In fact, Barack Obama, he's campaigning on the, I mean, at the end of his presidency, he can't get out of campaigning mode. He couldn't accomplish anything, but he wanted to convince America that he had done something. Obama's press secretary, Josh Earnest, said this at the time when Trump saved Carrier and there was roughly 1,000 jobs. He said, if Mr. Trump is successful in doing that 804 more times, then he will meet the record of manufacturing jobs created in the United States while President Obama was in office. He wanted to convince us that Barack Obama created over 800,000 manufacturing jobs in the United States. This is a guy who created menial labor, who raised the number of people who quit looking for jobs to numbers we've never seen in this country before, and who had a fictitious unemployment number based on that. The number of people who quit looking is what made Barack Obama's unemployment bad. What I told you guys is when Trump comes in, the only worry we had was he was going to create jobs, but there was still going to be the people that more people are going to start looking. Even with that, Trump has given us record jobs numbers in some cases.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee. So you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Days are here again. The stars above, the skies above, are clear again. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Happy days. Happy New Year. I'm going to tell you Happy New Year all year. And then you know what I'm going to do next year? I'm going to say Happy New Year all year again. You want to know why white people? You want to know why conservative people? You want to know why sprinkling of black people and other nationalities are listening to the Kevin Jackson Show? Because it's Happy Days, baby. Glad you guys are here. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. It's an amazing time to be a conservative American. You guys, many of you are concerned. You're like, Kevin, what are our chances for the midterms? Oh, my gosh, man, I'm hearing about the blue wave. And I'll tell you, the blue wave is like, to quote comedian Dale Givens, he says it's like giving Moby Dick a tic-tac to help his breath. You get what I'm saying? There is no blue wave. It is not coming. The Democrats know this. They are in fear for their lives. The only hope that the Democrats had, past tense, I actually, never had. Their hope was unfounded, was that they were going to win the House. And in winning the House, they were going to pass legislation to try to impeach Trump or impede his legislation. Those days are over. Welcome, everybody. I want to preach to you today. And it isn't just because we got one new unemployment report and blah, blah, blah. I have told you, people, I've told you that we are going to ride a tsunami into the elections. A tsunami created by Donald Trump. A good tsunami. A tsunami that is going to wipe out liberals who are on the beach. And in the interior, this tsunami is going to clean the... When this tsunami leaves, it'll look like a tea party. All the beach chairs will be aligned, and the resort will look like it had been cleaned and polished. The only thing is, liberalism will be out to sea. And it's going to stay out there long enough to drown. That's right. KJRadio.com is where you can find out more about me and the team. 844-551-8255. I had to go on a swing to get some funding for my movie and other things. And I'm out there promoting. And let me tell you something. Every time I had a conversation with these very wealthy people that wanted to support some of my work, we would talk about the, Kevin, explain to me how you think in 2018 we're going to get through the blacks. We're going to get through the millennials. We're going to get through the Latinos. We're going to get through to this. I said, it's the economy, stupid. It's true. Unemployment rate, 3.8%, an 18-year low. But the bigger dramatic drop in unemployment occurred with who? Anybody? Anybody? That's right. Colored folks fell to 5.9%. Black people are benefiting from the Trump economy. People are going to jobs when they weren't going to jobs during the time of Obama. Let me help you correlate this. They are now going to jobs in the time of Donald Trump. Black president, no jobs. White president, jobs. And not only jobs, jobs with an opportunity. Jobs for them to get ahead. We're not talking about the menial jobs, you know, the jobs that Americans don't want. Even black Americans don't want. We're talking about real jobs. By the way, wage growth of 2.7% from last year. It grew from the year before that. We hadn't had any wage growth under Obama. Wow. Overall, unemployment rate for blacks dramatically dipped in May, falling more than half a percentage point from April's 6.6% down to 5.9%. Generally, month-to-month changes in unemployment are more likely to stay within a smaller range, around the tenth of a percentage point, I'm reading. Not for black folks, because Donald Trump, the worst racist in the history of the planet, is helping black people. Hello, NAACP. Is this thing on? National Urban League, you better go alert somebody. Donald Trump sucks at racism. Oh, man. This is big news. Oh, you want to know something else that happened while we're on the subject of black folks? You know, them colored peoples? Yeah. The gap between white unemployment and black unemployment is the smallest ever measured. I'm doing my Trump fingers. Smallest ever measured. They're doing, it's huge. They're doing great. Black people are doing, African Americans are doing great. Smallest measured. Black people working. The Kanye effect. Farrakhan saying, the nature of Donald Trump is helping black people. He is attacking all the institutions that have attacked us. Can I get an amen, huh? Folks, you're watching this thing happen. And you know what? You're still worried because you're used to worrying. I'm starting to believe y'all don't think there's God, you know, watching over all this stuff. Just for the record, God watches over all of it anyway. Even when you were worried about Obama, God was watching over it. You ain't got to worry. I don't want to preach now, but I'll get my handkerchief. Oh, yeah. Kevin about to give a sermon. Man. Donald Trump is ripping it. I'm going to get into some of the nuances here in a bit. And look, we got plenty to talk about today. We got plenty to talk about. People spying on Donald Trump. What's the status of Inspector Clouseau? You know who he is, right? Robert Mueller. What? Let me tell you, did you hear a single word about Russia? And by the other thing I want to talk to you about is how did the media handle the jobs report? But where's Russia? Where's Adam Schiff? Oh, that's right. Roseanne is racist. And I heard Don Lemon say something along the lines. This is CNN. Poor little gay Don. Don's like, Donald Trump needed to speak out against Roseanne Barr. Since when has Donald Trump needed to speak out against everybody who does something racially insensitive? When has that become the president's responsibility? Because I'll tell you this, if it was indeed the president's responsibility, Barack Obama, he was horrible at it. The level of racial insensitivity that comes from these snobs, these colored folk snobs, is to a point that, quite frankly, it's untenable in this country and would be unacceptable by anybody else except these colored folk. Because you know what? White people are afraid to push back.
Well, I know Al Sharpton says some things that are insensitive and quite frankly racist, but you know, I can't speak up.
Well, then don't speak up. But let me tell you, there are people out there willing to do it for you. Donald Trump is fighting the left with one thing. I'm talking worldwide leftism, globalization. Donald Trump has one magic bullet in his gun that he doesn't even have to fire. You want to know what that magic bullet is? That magic bullet is the backing of the American economy by the conservatives who put him in office. That's his magic bullet. And it doesn't matter what part of this thing you want to fight. Donald Trump says, it's the economy, stupid. We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
U.S. allies are criticizing the Trump administration over its latest round of tariffs ahead of the G7 summit. Farmers are among the hardest being hit so far. Ron Heck is a soybean farmer in Iowa. He says things are going well right now, but the Chinese could change their buying habits.
But if they would shift their purchases during their normal purchasing time from the U.S., which is starting in September,
that could be a problem for us, and that's when we might feel the price impact.
The Supreme Court cited by a 7-2 margin today that a Christian baker's religious liberty was violated when Colorado's Civil Rights Commission penalized him for refusing to bake a wedding cake for a same-sex couple. Jack Phillips is a man who would not bake that cake. He explains the toll this has taken on him and his business.
It has resulted in 5 years of court battle, 40% loss of my business, losing half my staff, and even death threats to me and my family.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
This morning, he sent out this tweet, Brendan, looking forward to seeing the employment numbers at 8:30 this morning. But to send this tweet out 1 hour before it becomes public, the president gets that number the night before.
That's exactly
but we've
right.
never seen
never.
A president make any comment. Never.
I dare you. Go back and look. Ronald Reagan, George H.W. Bush, Bill Clinton, George W. Bush, Barack Obama. Find a president of the United States talking about tweeting, about communicating about the unemployment report before it came out. I dare you.
We're going to get a jobs report at the end of this week, which probably will indicate we've lost at least another 500,000 jobs.
Tomorrow we're expecting another dismal jobs report on top of the 2.6 million jobs that we lost last year. Today we learned that in the previous week the number of new unemployment claims jumped to 626,000. Tomorrow we're expecting another dismal jobs report.
I'm wondering, are you expecting more bad numbers with the jobs report tomorrow?
I don't expect good news. I dare you. Go back and look.
Yeah, I'll take you there. And I'll double it. I'll double down on your dare.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. We're talking economy. We're talking jobs. We're talking why the Democrats have no future under Trump. Glad you guys are here. KJRadio.com so you can find out more about me and the team. You can also go to BleedingBlueMovie.com to donate and help our movie that's coming out September the 7th of this year, right before the election. Pro-cop film. Let your cop friends know about Bleeding Blue Movie. And by the way, if you want to call us, give us a call at 844-551-8255. Jobs report. I was looking into... It's such an embarrassment, honestly, to look at the Obama administration compared to Donald Trump, who has created millions of jobs in the 17 months that he's been in office. I want you to think for a second. I've had this thought exercise for a couple of times, but what do you think Trump could do if the left were on his side? If they said, you know what, we don't have to like this guy, but we have an America that's humming. Let's support his policies. If you don't like something, like, for example, I don't like FMLA. That's a Family Medical Leave or whatever act. I don't like it. As an employer, I employ you to come do a job. It is your responsibility to plan for the future. Like, for example, if you go, we're getting pregnant, we're going to lose my wife's income, or I want to take time off from work. You got to put in find insurance that's a temporary insurance that allows you to do that. That's not my responsibility. If you're running my manufacturing operation, I need you there. When did business become your babysitter? When did business say, well, you know, I don't know, you might want to go on a crackhead binge, and then get into rehab for 6 months. You know what? I need to plan for that. Life is a tricky thing. You can go off the deep end for a lot of things. Find an insurance carrier. I guarantee you there's somebody that'll give you insurance for your nonsense. You may pay through the nose, but it shouldn't fall on the employers. They've given you the opportunity of a job, probably where you make decent money. Oh, well, my wife is pregnant. We all need to take off. She gets, 6 months. I get 6 months. Two jobs get disrupted because somebody says it's the employer's responsibility. And you know what? We sell it on the idea. Well, I mean, things happen in life. Things do happen in life. Let me ask you this. What do you think the employer gets? The small businessman. Does he get to take advantage of FMLA? Do you think this is a dude? He builds a $2 million company, ekes himself out a living, has 45 employees, and suddenly he has a nervous breakdown because of all the government regulations and all the crap leftism puts on him. And then he gets to take FMLA. Oh, great. He gets to go home and get his little $35,000 or stay out for. Well, how long can he stay out? Nobody looks at this stuff from the standpoint of the people who put their butts at risk every day. And quite frankly, it pisses me off. Because conservatives fall for this stuff too. Kevin, it's humanitarian, man. She had a baby. People have had babies for since man's existence. I know, it sounds strange. And nobody made concessions. That's something you plan for in life. You know what people used to do when they had babies? They said, okay, when we decide to have a family, it's going to change our income. It's going to change the way we live. We have to cut back, blah, blah, blah. Now they go, it's my employer's responsibility when I make a choice in life. And if I want to have 18 kids and go off on leave 18 times with my husband and then have you take care of me, well, it's your responsibility. Since when? It's ridiculous. And Trump is for FMLA because Ivanka, she likes it. It's something about her. Ivanka is a leftist, folks. She's all about women's rights and jobs. Look, I don't have a problem with her making little pet projects and saying, I'm going to help young ladies and making Trump look better in the eyes. But at the end of the day, she's a stone cold leftist. Educated with all of her friends. One of her best friends is freaking Chelsea Clinton. Chelsea Clinton is more critical of Ivanka's father than, I'm not trying to tell her who to be friends with, and I understand, you can have policy, you can say, I didn't like that move your dad made. She's publicly vocal. Donald Trump, he's terrible. He doesn't want to let kids be together. I'm going to talk about this immigration thing. You are not going to want to miss it. Guarantee you're going to tune into KJRadio.com now or later because you will not want to miss what I say about that. But FMLA is one of the things I don't agree with Trump on. I will fight him on this. So for those of you out there go, Kevin's a dyed-in-the-wool Trumpster. No, he isn't. Kevin Jackson mad about Trump on FMLA. The idea that he will push that burden onto employers. And you know what the left does? The left will break it. They will break that system. They will figure out a way to take advantage of it. And let me tell you, the people who are experts at breaking the system and looking at the government as this is my job is to rip off the government and my employers, it is black folks. We make a living at it. We look at getting money from the government and figuring out how to get money from the government is our job. People think I'm kidding when I say that. I go into meetings all the time and I tell you, far too many black Americans have made ripping off the taxpayer their job. Then they get their hustle. I was asked by a very wealthy man, Kevin, why do you think, the black folks would rather be on welfare than take a job, making 12, 13 bucks an hour? And I said, because if I can get the government to fund me for 12, 13 bucks an hour, just do programs, subsidize housing, subsidize food, subsidize this or that, that's free money, man. Then I can go on my hustle. So I want you to think of it this way. If I can pay my bills with what you give me, it gives me lots of free idle time so I can do whatever I choose. Now, I could be a drug dealer. I could sell bootleg. I could think I got a rap deal and do bootleg DVDs. I could sell, at the flea market, whatever. They go on their hustle. There are dudes that do nothing but steal cell phones and then go turn them into these kiosks. and make 50 or 100 bucks. A hustle. I mean, there's all kinds. There's dozens. I mean, honestly, and I know people, you know, even things like pimping and, you know, prostituting. Those are hustles. Doing hair on the side, doing nails, stuff like that. I will tell you, the Vietnamese have bitten into that hustle. But most of these other things are just hustles. So if I've got a floor underneath me, that's a pretty nice floor, you know. They say the average family of four at $61,000. Now, when I said this to this very wealthy man, he goes, oh, that's not enough to pay for it. I'm like, that's a nice floor for most people in America. Now, this guy's a billionaire. Many times over. So he looked at it as, but he's detached. I told him, man, for the average family of four, 61 grand's a nice little floor to keep underneath you. Anyway, that's the hustle. Donald Trump, boy, he is doing it. He's knocking a dent in the Barack Obama legacy. He's knocking holes in any of the logic that the left wants. It's Obama's economy. Really? How so? The manufacturing industry led the jobs gains for the month that we were just talking about. Solid employment numbers. Manufacturing added 22,000 jobs in March. 12-month gain of 232,000 jobs, manufacturing jobs in 1 year. That's right. Durable goods is what they call it. And I'm going to read this. Trump has made strengthening the U.S. manufacturing a priority for economic policy. Both the president and Republican lawmakers passed his tax cut in the first year in office. Incentives that the GOP say they hope will encourage manufacturing investments. Since the time that Donald Trump has been elected to office, we have created 293,000 manufacturing jobs. The 12-month gain was 232. We are now up to 293,000 manufacturing jobs since November of 2016, according to the Department of Labor. Bring it. And I want to go back to the, we aren't going to have time, but I want to talk about that clip we played earlier with all these leftists saying, show me about the jobs report, because I want to talk about that, and then I'm going to play another clip about manufacturing.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
It's a very confusing time in the financial markets, and nobody knows that better than financial markets analyst Doug Casey. Casey Research wants to send you a free copy of Doug's controversial new book about the stock market, our economy, and American politics. Warning, this book is not politically correct. Casey is known for his outspoken and brutally honest views. He once called global warming a political scam. He's made millions betting on investments seen as too controversial by the mainstream. In this new book, Casey reveals shocking predictions about hot issues like immigration, Russia, and the next stock super boom. Doug Casey is an investing legend. Find out where he's looking for gains in spaces like tech, even cryptocurrencies. But watch out, this book is simply too controversial for bookstores. Go to totallyincorrectoffer.com to get your free copy so you can see for yourself. Shipping and handling charges apply. But be warned, this material may be taken down at any time. Just go to totallyincorrectoffer.com. That's www.totallyincorrectoffer.com. Totallyincorrectoffer.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
An end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
We played this clip earlier in the broadcast, but I want to play it again because this is the problem that the left has with Donald Trump announcing that the jobs report was coming in 8:30. And I want to dissect that. I meant to do it last segment, but we didn't dissect it as much as I want. But I want to dissect it, so I want you to hear it again. Here's the left. I think it was MSNBC. They were upset that Trump pre-announced that the jobs report was coming in an hour.
And at 7:30 this morning, he sent out this tweet, Brendan, looking forward to seeing the employment numbers at 8:30 this morning. But to send this tweet out 1 hour before it becomes public, the president gets that number the night before.
That's exactly
but we've
right.
never seen
never.
A president make any comment. Yeah,
I dare you. Go back and look. Ronald Reagan, George H.W. Bush, Bill Clinton, George W. Bush, Barack Obama. Find a president of the United States
talking about, tweeting about, communicating about the unemployment report before it came out. I dare you.
We're going to get a jobs report at the end of this week, which probably will indicate we've lost at least another 500,000 jobs.
Tomorrow we're expecting another dismal jobs report on top of the 2.6 million jobs that we lost last year. Today we learned that in the previous week the number of new unemployment claims jumped to 626,000. Tomorrow we're expecting another dismal jobs report.
I'm just wondering, are you expecting more bad numbers with the jobs report tomorrow?
I don't expect good news. I dare you. Go back and look.
And that's what somebody did. They went back and looked. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. Here's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. They looked. And here's Barack Obama announcing it all of a week in advance.
In a week, we're going to get some bad numbers. Numbers not going to be that good, but we're going to lose 600,000 jobs.
And you know what's funny? He and Barack Obama would announce these numbers with the idea to level set that even though you're getting these numbers are going to improve, blah, blah, blah. They didn't improve. Obama needed people to quit looking for jobs in order for the jobs numbers to improve. Did wages go up? And you know one thing that we haven't talked about in these jobs numbers?
Has anybody talked about the GDP?
Has anybody told you that the GDP was almost 5%, 4.7%? You know what was predicted? 3%. 3%. A number that Barack Obama never got to. 3%. Do you know what it was? Somebody remind me, please. Was it around 4.7%? That's the number I'm hearing.
Baby, is that the number that they gave for the GDP? Kevin, hello, it's your grandma. How you doing?
Hey, my dear, how you doing?
I just want to know what the GDP was.
Well, mother dear, I think it was 4.7%. And sorry for spitting on you. 4.7%. Bang, 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 bang. I mean, come on. Numbers Obama couldn't dream of. What did I tell you people? What did I tell the people that listen to the Kevin Jackson Show? I said, get used to the good news. Happy New Year. Happy birthday. Happy anniversary. Happy Valentine's Day. Happy Veterans Day. Memorial Day. Whatever. Your day is here, conservatives. The intelligentsia thought they knew more than you. You put a businessman in office because you knew what we needed. You knew what this country needed. And it's a shot in the arm in Nancy Pelosi.
We now have too much unemployment.
I mean, can you imagine the sickness that you'd have to have and say,
we have just too much unemployment. I mean, come on, it's getting bad now. We can't be having all of this. It's too good.
Did you see the announcements? The New York Times said something along the lines of, how many ways can you say good, great, excellent, stupendous, blah, blah, blah? There's no other way to make this report. Just the New York Times now. This is the New York Times. There's no other way to describe it. See, what Donald Trump does is he forces the left to have to deal with their insanity. They're cheering against him. They cheered against tax cuts. They cheered against, this onerous legislation that was costing companies $2 trillion a year. Forget everything else, folks. When you take all that bureaucracy out of capitalism and allow capitalists to work in the American economy, we know what to do with it. And that's what Donald Trump has proven. And he is absolutely watching the left kick their own butts. You get to enjoy it. He's a lunatic. He's unhinged. We're going to be in a trade war. That's all the other stuff they're saying. I'm going to play a clip of that because I love this clip. I love that.
There's no way this is going to be any good.
The fuel for today's 219-point rally on Wall Street, that robust jobs report.
We've reached yet one more historic milestone with 3.8% unemployment just announced.
But Wall Street got some advance notice when at 7:21 a.m. the president tweeted, looking forward to seeing the employment numbers at 8:30 this morning, though he was told the numbers last night. For decades, presidents haven't commented to avoid moving the markets.
Can I just, it's very important. No one revealed the numbers to the public.
Meanwhile, a growing chorus of concern from Democrats and Republicans that Americans will pay the price for a looming trade war with China, Mexico, Europe, and Canada, paying more for everything from smartphones to computers to cars to beer.
If you head down a path toward a trade war, it tends to be an environment that is higher in inflation, so higher costs for our sort of everyday lives.
As U.S. farmers are targeted in retaliation, including their exports of orange juice, peanut butter, livestock, soybeans, and alcohol. At Cleveland Whiskey, Tom Lix fears his exports to Canada and Europe may soon dry up.
It's not about bluster. It's not about bullying. It's not about striking out. It's about doing good business and having worldwide relationships. That's important.
The president today.
They're our allies, but they take advantage of us economically.
Our soldiers who had fought and died together on the beaches of World War II.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau in an exclusive interview today with NBC's Chuck Todd.
The idea that we are somehow a national security threat to the United States is quite frankly insulting and unacceptable.
President Trump argues that U.S. tariffs on imported steel will boost U.S. steel production, but many economists warn that a full trade war could threaten a quarter million American jobs and send prices higher at the store.
You gotta love these lefties. Welcome back, everybody. After you get a jobs report like this, look, this isn't new. It's not like Donald Trump gets a really bad jobs report. We have had nothing but good news. There have been a couple of months where things slowed down a bit. Here's what I'm going to predict for you. We're going to have an amazing Christmas again. The retail sector is going to grow yet again. By the way, if you look at the chart of everything that's growing, the only thing that was, there were four things that were negative in this jobs report. Construction, retail, and a couple of other things. Trust me when I tell you. Most of those are going, certainly retail will pick up at the end of the year. They're about to start getting, they're going to slingshot into their year because they start getting, you know, the upticks around the September timeframe. October, November, December. That's when you're going to start seeing their upticks. Construction, I don't know. I'm not following all the sectors the way I did when I was a management consultant. But what I'm telling you is we haven't even seen the wave, guys. I was talking to a group of Republicans the other night and, I told them, I said, look, guys, the same thing I've been saying on my radio show, the Kevin Jackson show that you're listening to right now. I said, what you're seeing is just Trump removing the onerous legislation from business, which is a year after year thing. That $2 trillion he took out comes back year after year. So that was the first thing. The second thing are the tax cuts that now allow businesses to say, we have a, think about it. If you have 20% more revenue than you had the year before because of a tax cut, you have money to burn. So these guys can offer incentives to employees. They can reinvest in their businesses and put that money to work. So that's what they're doing. That's, they call it the velocity of money. You want money moving through the economy as quickly as possible. And that's what Donald Trump has done. But the real tsunami hasn't even hit yet, folks. Apple hasn't built its new facility. Amazon hasn't built its new facility. Chairman Ma, who owns SoftBank, hasn't brought in all the jobs that he says he's bringing. Alibaba hasn't brought theirs. IBM said a year and a half, 2 years ago, we'll be bringing 25,000 jobs back. They had, you know, they're starting to bring these jobs back. We haven't even opened up the trade with China on these 183 products that the tariffs got reduced on. And on and on and on. The manufacturing that will re-come back, that's coming back to America in the form of steel and aluminum and even lead hasn't even started yet. These are just legislative actions. So if you think things are good now, wait until you see what happens, you know, just in the next 6 months, in the next year. You know what Trump's biggest worry is? I'm going to tell you. I'm going to let you in on a little secret. Donald Trump's biggest worry is doing too much too quickly. Donald Trump and his staff are saying to themselves, we need to pace ourselves. I promise you, that's what he's looking at. He's got people now going, let's not, you know, let all the chickens out of the coop just yet. We'll be back.
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.